is episode 58 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Rhonda and Dwight Hull's book, The Golden Awakening, an Arizona couple's extraordinary UFO and extraterrestrial encounters. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from a chapter that's titled The Golden Awakening, and this is what Rhonda and Dwight have written. For the first 6 months of 2022, we experienced a series of strange and unusual events in our home. These occurrences continue, but much less frequent than those 6 months in 2022. These incidences that happened from about January through July of 2022 stood out from the typical spirit activity we've long been accustomed to, as we have both communicated with spirits since childhood. We decided to maintain a log of these unusual happenings starting from the beginning of the year. Understanding the importance of data in uncovering the truth behind these events, especially as memories can blur or fade over time. In January 2022, Dwight bought a smartwatch to monitor his daily movement and health. Unexpectedly, this device played a pivotal role in raising our awareness of the oddities occurring in our home. We later deduced that these peculiar events were visitations by non-terrestrial beings, specifically what we believed to be tall greys and another race that was not grey, but entirely gold, emitting a golden light from within. It is important to note that we do not fully trust the smartwatch's accuracy in recording steps and sleep patterns. However, it made us realise that something unusual was happening, deserving our attention. The watch is designed to log steps only when one's arms and legs are moving in a coordinated fashion. Despite the existence of error-minimizing parameters, we acknowledge that technological inaccuracies can occur. We tried to recreate these anomalies with his watch, but were unable to do so. Additionally, we have security cameras installed throughout our house and its exterior, aiming to capture video or audio evidence of these visitations. Every corner of our property is under constant surveillance, meticulously monitored to capture the subtlest of activities. The footage is reviewed regularly, and any anomalies are documented with great care, ensuring that no detail is overlooked. This document is composed of our daily journal entries, meticulously recording the odd incidents over several months. These entries form a comprehensive log of the strange occurrences that have plagued us. Each entry is filled with our observations, thoughts, and feelings, providing a vivid account of our experiences as they unfolded. The following text also introduces a transcript of Dwight's hypnosis session aimed at recovering memories of his abductions and subsequent experiences, marking the start of a significant new phase referred to as the Golden Awakening. This session was conducted by a professional hypnotherapist who guided Dwight through a series of mental exercises designed to unlock hidden memories. The transcript reveals startling insights into his encounters, including detailed descriptions of the beings he encountered and the sensations he felt during these episodes. My experiences were minimal in comparison to Dwight's, but unforgettable and life-changing nonetheless. While I did not endure the same intense encounters as Dwight, the events I witnessed were profound. They reshaped my perception of reality and left an indelible mark on my psyche. The strange phenomena, whether it was the fleeting shadows of non-human beings or the inexplicable feelings of being watched, have forever altered my understanding of the world around me. Okay, now onto the section titled Journal Entries. January 18 and 19, 2022. I saw a three-dimensional dark figure in the master bath about 10 p.m. after Dwight had rolled over to go to sleep. Initially, I thought it was Dwight, but then looked over my right shoulder to see him lying beside me. In the early dawn hours of the 19th, I saw a three-dimensional dark figure walking right in front of the bed from close to the exterior wall towards the hallway. Again, I initially thought it was Dwight until I heard him in the bathroom. This dark figure was 5 to 6 feet tall, hard to tell from a laying down position in early morning light. I couldn't really see the features very much as the lighting was dim. February 9, 2022. Dwight walked 13 steps between midnight and 5:30 a.m. He isn't a sleepwalker and didn't get up to pee, so we have no idea why his smartwatch logged 13 steps. February 15, 2022. Last night I forgot to set the camera because I was exhausted, and this morning Dwight had 13 steps again between midnight and 5:40 a.m. on 1 hour 39 minutes of sleep. Not sure what is happening, but apparently they don't want to be caught on camera. February 17, 2022. Dwight got a little over 3 hours sleep and took 106 steps between midnight and 5:30 a.m. Perhaps they gave him a full tour of the ship last night. They must really like him. P.S. The cat came in to sleep in between my legs, which she only does when she isn't feeling good or she's scared. About 1:30 a.m. and today she is napping in between Dwight's legs in his chair. Something has spooked her. Maybe I will turn on another infrared camera in the house for a few nights and see if we catch anything. March 3rd, 2022. Sometime in the wee hours of the morning, Dwight heard clicking. It was almost a chattering sound. Click, click, click. Click, click, click. He looked at me and then the ceiling fan and realised it wasn't either one making the sound. The ceiling fan wasn't on, and I don't grind my teeth. But you know, in the middle of the night, you are trying to make sense of a sound you can't identify. The chattering of clicking continued, and now sounded like it was coming from the end of the bed. So he sat up, and it suddenly stopped. This morning, he has posterior tenderness in the right side and right ankle, and will check today for anything visual he can identify. He also had 22 steps. March 26, 2022. Dwight woke up to 3 scratches on his right leg with fresh dried blood and the same 3 scratches, tears, in that same leg's sock. It looks as if something or someone with long fingernails picked him up and accidentally left physical marks on him and his sock. Nothing on his left leg at all. Keeping sock bagged up in another drawer for evidence, Dwight took photos of the scratches on his leg. April 21st, 2022. The small raised growth that looked like a raised birthmark has completely vanished. It's been on the outer side of my right knee crease for at least 30 years. There is no trace that it was ever there. I don't remember when exactly it appeared, but I was probably in my late 30s at least. It wasn't a skin tag or a mole, although light brown in colour. It was just slightly raised and smaller than a dime. It looked like a slightly raised birthmark. Over the years, I always checked on it to make sure it didn't change colour or growth, as that can be a sign of cancer. Tonight, while watching a movie, I reached down to touch it and it wasn't there. There's no sign of bleeding or a scab or that it was ever there. I did find it interesting, though, that less than an inch above where it was is an outline of a heart shape. Was it a natural growth on my leg? Or was it a tracker, as some friends have suggested? Whatever the case, it's gone now. April 24, 2022. Dwight had 14 steps during the night and only had 3 hours of sleep. He was stung earlier in the day and is highly allergic. We managed to get what would have been anaphylaxis under control quickly and he was all right. But we have to wonder if the beings also wanted to examine him. May 4, 2022. Dwight woke up at 1:46 a.m. after being dropped a few inches from the mattress to see 3 non-terrestrial beings standing beside his side of the bed and the wall window. There's only about 18 inches in that space. They were about 4'3" tall with large eyes and a slightly round face. They illuminated a goldish colour. He could only see the black behind them. No wall or window or sound of the fan in the window. When they vanished, the wall came back into view. So this week I was reading from Rhonda and Dwight Hull's book, The Golden Awakening, an Arizona couple's extraordinary UFO and extraterrestrial encounters. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFO Podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.